Of their exceptional achievements and dedicated service to both our school and the wider community, we are honored to appoint them as honorary town board members this evening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call each up individually. Judge Polino is going to give you the oath of office.
What's your name?
What?
Jacobs.
Judge Jacobs.
Got ahead of himself.
Is going to administer. Yeah, no, absolutely. Is going to administer the oath of office. I have it for you to sign. You guys can take this home. All right. First up is Zane Fizlowski. Katie Henderson.
How
are you? Ready? Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Katie Henderson, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, that I will faithfully discharge the duties of office of town council member, according to the best of my ability. Congratulations.
Amelia Green.
According to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Skylar? Hello. Ready? Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Skylar Jansen, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of town council member, according to the best of my ability. Congratulations. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of town supervisor According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
I make a motion that they really take over.
Yeah?
Done.
We'll go home. Already got motion.
Win. Do we want to get a group photo up here?
Yes, I was going to say, come on, get a group photo.
With the judge in the middle?
With the judge in too, absolutely. You guys are the first ones to ever have this honor, so it's pretty exciting.
The little ones are all standing in front. Just little children in front.
Few years, maybe they might just really be sitting there.
The next
wait, we got one to somewhere. And you don't ever want to see the judge again after today.
The chair. Million.
Go on that side. Go on that side. There you go. Okay. Next.
Perfect. Everybody say cheese.
Oh my God, your favorite sweeter does not have it. Hold on. Hang on. Awesome.
Is it there? Hmm?
Usually
the vessel. Go on.
Go. Come on,
Mar. Come on, Mar.
Seems like a lot.
All right, ready? Cheese. Perfect.
Okay.
Please read the public notice.
The town of Catskill will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024, 6:30 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, for the purpose of hearing public comments on the town of Catskill's community development needs and to discuss the possible submission of one or more community development block grants, CDBG, applications for the 2024 program year. The CDBG program is administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal and will make available to eligible local governments approximately $25 million for the 2024 program year for housing, economic development, public facilities, public infrastructure, and planning activities, with the principal purpose of benefiting low, moderate-income persons. The town of Catskill is applying for $50,000 in CDBG funds to facilitate a vacancy study in the town of Catskill. The hearing will provide further information about the CDBG program, including progress towards beneficiary goals and program objectives, and will allow for citizen participation in the development of any proposed grant applications and or to provide technical assistance to develop alternate proposals. Comments on the CDBG program or proposed projects will be received at this time. The hearing is conducted pursuant to Section 570.486, Subpart 1 of the CFR, and in compliance with the requirements of the Housing and Community Development Act, of 1974 as amended. Catskill Town Hall is accessible to persons with disabilities if special accommodations are needed for persons with disabilities, those with hearing impairments, or those in need of translation from English. Those individuals should contact the Catskill Town Clerk, 518-943-2141 extension 3, at least 3 days in advance of the hearing date to allow for necessary arrangements. Written comments may be also submitted to the Catskill Town Clerk, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, 12414, or Town Clerk at townofcatskillny.gov until July 5th, 2024 by 4 p.m. by order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you. The student council, you guys can go if you want. We're going to conduct our regular public hearing, but we greatly appreciate everything you've done for the school and for our community. Your efforts have not gone unnoticed by this board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, you can go home and have dinner.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great summer.
We're gonna.
Here we are.
58.
Did you want to stay for a real municipality meeting?
No, I got another meeting.
I know, I'm just kidding.
All right, so the public hearing is open regarding a CDGB community development block grant for vacancy study. Cricket.
Hi.
Hi. So you want to give a high level of what this grant? There's not many people in the public.
Did you want to say? You look like you have something.
No. I mean, we can just, I don't know if you want to read part of the grant. I'm just explaining. I mean, basically, yeah, we're as we can.
This is Steph. She's also in cash and has been working on the grant.
Yeah.
In just as much detail.
Yeah, basically. I mean, we're applying for not the full $50,000 in the grant, but look at it, but the consultant that we talked with quoted it as about $18,000, so it's $18,000 plus, I think, there was like an administrative fee, and a legal fee, so the total came to like $20,700.
And that includes, because I read in there somewhere where there's additional funds maybe necessary for those residents that they didn't have contact information for?
Yeah, they basically were like, they did the vacancy study in Poughkeepsie, and in Poughkeepsie, it took longer because they didn't have certain phone numbers. They had to kind of like track down a lot of information. So they basically kind of were like, if the same thing happens in Casco, and they add a little extra amount.
Right.
So we basically added that amount. They put it into the grant. Just
okay.
Basically for the public this way, the grant would fund a vacancy study, which would just give us helpful information, but also would be kind of a stepping stone to decide if we qualify for Emergency Tenant Protection Act and rent stabilization for certain properties in the town.
Have you reached out to the village yet?
We haven't reached out to Natasha. I mean, not Natasha and some of the other members sent a letter of support. So they're aware that it's happening.
Okay, yeah, because again, what we're doing in the town is just for the town. The village has to do their own.
I don't believe the village, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the town of vacancy study will include the village. We were told that the village, because they're like a charter village, cannot actually conduct, they can't like qualify for be like relevant, and also the temperature.
They wouldn't be able to do a separate one on their own.
Okay.
So it is inclusive.
The town has jurisdiction to do this. Mm-hmm. Not that
stuff. Okay. All right. Any public comment on this topic?
Most of the people that were here heard my comments the other week, but we have two friends from the senior center that I recognize. Just the same ongoing, glad to be here and hear that this is moving along, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, my name's Morgan Marshall. I don't personally live in the village, but I'm a co-founder of the Casco Community Free Fridge, alongside like four or five people who do live in the village, and I spoke with them about the vacancy study. And together we just wanted to publicly support the funding of a vacancy study, and want to acknowledge how intrinsically linked food is connected to housing, and how I think a lot of people don't know that our free fridge is stocked like multiple times a week. We have a lot of funds going into shopping for it, and as soon as we fill it up, our fridge is empty. So there you know, a major need. For food in our community and food insecurity requires a holistic approach that includes improving housing conditions as well. And so for that reason, like there's a few of us, yeah, who just wanted to speak and like publicly support pursuing a vacancy study in hopes of it leading to some sort of housing intervention or support long term for the town.
Okay, thank you.
Full support.
Anybody else? Okay, motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn.
Just raise your hand.
Yes, state your name, please.
Madeline Green. We're representing the Catskill Senior Center. I myself brought in a petition of over 50 names about Jason's story, and I've heard absolutely nothing about what's going on.
Yep, so we can address that. We're in a public hearing for a vacancy study right now. Let us get out of that public hearing. We'll go through our agenda, and then we can address public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, who made the second motion?
Dawn.
Thank you.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Public hearing is closed. We have minutes for the June 4th and June 19th town board meeting and committee meeting that need to be accepted.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Cement and Sewer District. Need to pass a resolution, whereas the biannual cement and sewer usage fee for the second half of 2024 will be July 1st, 2024, and whereas the user fee for the second half of the year is $294.44 per unit. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, approve the sewer cement and sewer user fee July 1st to December 31st, 2024.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. We're going to MOA for the ambulance building. Whereas Resolution 65-2024, authorizing the supervisor to sign an MOA memorandum of understanding for the ambulance service regarding SIF supervisors, was adopted, changing the title only. And whereas part of the MOA was a change to pay differential for SIF supervisor from $1 per hour to $2 per hour while assigned a shift supervisor. So, therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby amend Resolution 65 to include the pay differential and authorize the supervisor to sign an agreement amending Article 7, Section 4 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement. Motion by Brian.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received correspondence from Sustainable Housing Valley, Catskill Repair Cafe requesting the use of the Senior Center in September or November. We received a letter from Chuck and Lynn Zwickles requesting town plant pine trees along the cemetery property line behind their house. This is something we can discuss during budget. Mm-hmm. For the last 2 years, we spent roughly $10,000 in trees in the cemetery. HOCA, we finally received an agreement with HOCA requesting their annual $2,500 sponsorship, which is a platinum sponsorship for Music in the Park, so need a motion to approve
motion.
That. Motion by Dawn, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Village of Catskill Fireworks is this Saturday, 6:30 at Dutchman's Landing. The village is requesting that they split the cost, which is $4,300, Liz?
$4,400. Plus the...
It was $8,000 for the fireworks and $700 for the band, right?
Correct.
So $43.
$43, yeah. They
rounded. I need a motion for $4,300 for the fireworks in the village this Saturday. And this is, from what I saw in the contract, it's just a one-year contract.
Are there also fireworks Thursday night?
No. Nope, it's just regular Music in the Park Thursday night. The contractor was already booked on the 4th of July. That's why it's Saturday here.
Okay. It was somebody put it for, it's on a list for Greene County as Thursday.
For the village?
Well, for Dutchman's Landing.
Yeah.
In Catskill.
Okay.
It's nothing that we put out there. It's right. Just, you know, something that somebody else has.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Yep. So along with the engineering planning grant that the town received for cementing, we put out a bid for CCTV and smoke testing, whereas bids were duly advertised and open on 6/28 for CCTV inspection and smoke testing of 7,780 linear feet of sanitary sewer, whereas the lowest base bid for the work received was from Fred A. Cook Jr. Incorporated in the amount of $25,674. Whereas Delaware Engineering has recommended award of contracts to Fred A. Cook Jr. Inc. And whereas these amounts total the project cost of $25,674. Be it resolved that the town of Catskill determines and resolves as follows. The town resolves to accept Fred A. Cook Jr. Inc. proposal of $25,674 to provide the CCTV and smoke testing services not to exceed $25,674. This resolution shall take effect immediately. A motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. It's a roll call. Supervisor McCullough, aye. Trust, Councilperson Scannapico?
Aye.
Councilperson Gordiano?
Aye.
Councilperson Kozlowski?
Aye.
And Councilperson Espel is absent. Motion has passed. New business. So as discussed earlier and privately amongst board members, we have an ambulance on order and our current bond payment is done in August. I would like to start the process of taking out a $225,000 bond to pay for the new ambulance, knowing that we could possibly end up using ARPA if the board decides not to do the re-eval. So this just starts the process because it takes roughly, what, a month and a half, 2 months?
At least.
So I don't know.
Public hearings and everything
yep.
like that. So.
Yeah, let's set a public hearing. And
I'm going to set a public hearing for...
No. You have to just contact Michelle first for the podcast call.
Okay. All right, so we'll start the process on that. And then at our next meeting, we can set a public hearing. We've been going back and forth with Matt, our code enforcement officer, about changes to the fee schedule for large-scale solar projects. I think we settled on kilowatts.
Yes, fee per kilowatt hour produced.
Did he give us...
Yes. We have a couple options to look over. He thinks for long-term longevity and ease, that makes the best sense. Here it is. So we'd have to decide between $18 a kilowatt hour, $18.50 a kilowatt produced, or $19 a kilowatt produced. And then in that email, did all the board do this?
Yeah.
Okay, so that project would produce those numbers as far as the permit. I'm good with hitting it right in the middle at $18.50.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
$18.50.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
Do you want to make that a motion?
I'll make a motion that we revise the fee schedule for large-scale solar farms to $18.50 per kilowatt hour produced by the farm.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
That it tells what a large-scale solar farm is, correct?
That's already defined. Anything that produces yep. over a certain amount. Yep.
All right, that's it for the official agenda, correct?
Right. It looks like it.
Open up the public comment. Ma'am?
Your turn.
Mrs. Green.
As I was saying, we represent the senior center, and I myself wrote a petition in for Jamie well over a month ago with over 50 signatures, and we've heard absolutely nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And somebody was supposed to call her, and nobody even attempted from what I know to call her and talk to her.
Yep. So the board received the petition 2 weeks ago, and we had a meeting with Jamie 2 weeks ago. And we are working with her to hopefully come to terms so she comes back.
Okay. We haven't yep. heard nothing.
Yeah, we've been in a state of limbo just wondering what was going on.
Right.
Yep. And then she'll have like a regular title?
We're working that out. Yeah. But yes, again, we did receive your petition. We took it seriously. And the board has been talking and we've been communicating with Jamie.
Thank you. Because the senior center certainly isn't the same without her. It's dead without her. It really is. And we want to attract more people to the senior center. We can't do it at the current state.
Mm.
You know? Okay.
And we're actually losing some people. I mean, lunch today, there was like 7 of us.
We've lost our enthusiasm for going there as a result. Okay. And thank you for your consideration. You know, we haven't heard anything. Maybe they don't even care, you know.
Oh, no, we care.
We care. Personnel stuff we can't be too public with, so we have to wait till
I understand that. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for your consideration.
Yes, absolutely.
No. Absolutely.
Anybody else from the public?
What is the petition for the senior center that you're speaking to?
Washington Irving to have Jamie come back because she had a little bit of a set to with one of our people that come. And she just got me to come down and said she resigned and that was it. But this girl was very, very rude and terrible to her, and then she was just up to her neck, and she said, "That's it."
You know, if you don't feel that you're supported, you lose interest, and you don't feel as an integral part of the whole thing. If you don't feel you have any background,
totally. Mm-hmm. So this is a town employee, is my question, I guess.
She was, yes.
She works. She was an employee of the town council.
Okay. Thank you. That's
helpful. Okay. Any other public comments?
Hi.
Elliot.
I love the shirts, by the way. I was curious, did we do the public hearing?
We did.
Okay. I'm going to do online. It says that it goes from 7 to 8. So that's why I got here now. I thought that would be on time for it. Event date, Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Or was that 6:30?
I know. Usually the public hearing is done. It's on the town of Casco, New York. .gov. So just so you know, that's why I was late. I was like, I was getting here in no time for that.
Do you have any comments about it?
So I guess we did a lot of letters. I'm sure you guys saw that. We're really excited by that. I hope that this encourages people to.
The notice says 6:30, and the notice right underneath it says 6:30, but you're right, the event date, for whatever reason, said 7. But the actual notice says 6:30.
Right here, where it says 6:30.
No, I see the event date at 7, but the actual notice said 6:30.
I'm sorry, I'm not the other.
It's okay.
So I just really hope that the town board really considers it. We have a lot of people who wanted to write letters even more. So I just wanted to just put that out there and let you know if you need any help, please.
Okay. Liz, did we have to officially, because we approved moving forward, so is there anything else that we need to do except for submit the application?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so, right? Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Elliot. Thanks for coming. I have a couple things. On July 11th at 6:30 at the Senior Center, the EPA is going to hold a public hearing regarding the American thermostat out in South Carroll. We'll try to get the information for that posted on the town's website. I don't believe I've received anything yet. But once we get that, that'll be on the town's website.
It is on the website.
Is it already?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is that again for? What's that for?
That's for the American Thermostat in Leeds. There's ground pollution out there, and the EPA 22 years ago paid to run a water line for the residents in that area. They did soil sampling late last year, early this year, come to find out that the contaminants are still as high as they were 22 years ago. So now they're coming up with an action plan that's going to span the next 5 years for remediation. Okay. So this is their initial public hearing as to their action plan.
July 11th, you said, right?
July 11th at the Senior Center, 6:30. Yesterday, Mark Molinaro had a press release for the Leeds Sidewalk and Lighting Grant. It was awarded. I spoke with a couple folks from the county. They're anticipating that with all the engineering and the bidding process should start early to mid-2026. I know it seems like a long time away, but a project like that, when you go into engineering and bidding, it takes a while. So 2026, a year and a half down the road.
Which will fly by.
Sure will. I mean, we've been working on this for
some time.
Doreen was here when we started it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. So it's been a while. Yes, sir.
Is there any specifics about the project more than 2026, or?
It's going to be sidewalks and lighting. So new street lighting and sidewalks on both sides of the road. Yep.
Did they say how far it would run?
What's that?
Did they say how far it was going to run?
Not yet, no. No, they're still trying to figure out the right of way, whether it's 50 feet or 60 feet. That will all depend on if the federal government still declares it Susquehanna Turnpike.
Yes.
I think is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I
got a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Summer Rec is scheduled to start Monday. Today we had our initial inspection with DOH. Everything went perfect, which I was very happy with. 12 out of our 13 counselors are first aid and CPR certified, and there is a lot planned this year.
Yeah, Barbara said just about every day
just
is booked.
Just about every day is booked, which is, it's going to be awesome. Yes, ma'am.
There's a defibrillator at the senior center. Nobody's ever been trained in it. And we've been trying to have somebody trained in it for years.
Okay. I will make sure we get that corrected. I'll stop by tomorrow to look at it.
I didn't know we had one up there.
I didn't either. That's what's wrong.
Where is it?
It's on the wall.
By the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the
water
fountain, right?
We've probably walked past it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Is it by the water fountain?
Somewhat,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's supposed to be there. That's probably why I walked past it.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are the only few things I had. 4th of July fireworks.
Liz, do we have a quote yet from Garland about scanning the roofs?
No.
No.
We did identify what the leak was being caused at the senior center. It was that ridge cap blew off, but after looking at it, there's roof's going to need some. So hopefully we'll do is have the town hall roof, ambulance, and senior center roof scanned at the same time to save money because they charge per visit. So if we can do it all at once, we'll save money.
Great.
And then I know we were able to get the quote in for the remainder of the NYSERDA grant for HVAC.
I don't know if we talked about that the last meeting or not.
We were given, because we're a disadvantaged community, an additional $30,000 on the grant that CODE got towards the CODE vehicle. With that money, we were able to get a quote for new HVAC at the ambulance and at the senior center. So hopefully the extra money will cover, and the grant will cover the new HVAC for the senior center and for ambulance.
That's really good news.
Yeah,
it was crunch. Matt called me, and we had to have quotes submitted to the state within like a day.
We almost needed a backup for...
Yeah, so we had 3 or 4 different contractors come here like last minute.
Awesome.
And then the progressing on getting the remaining, waiting for 1/3, the third quote for the new scoreboard at Ricky Kramer. Actually, it's the same company that provided one to the village for... the Little League field. So we're just waiting on that, and then we'll be able to move forward, and hopefully...
Yeah, we'll need that by the second meeting. Yes. The county wants a
breakdown
resolution.
I should have that probably in the next couple days.
Okay. Brian?
No, nothing.
Tom?
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Jared. Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thanks everybody for coming tonight. Thank you.
It's that damn website,
I don't know if I changed.